Rebels reject a peace call in Burma. Violence in Mexico won't stop outreach. And a bookshop owner in the Middle East is risking his life to smuggle hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The government of Burma is calling for individual peace talks, but rebel leaders are rejecting what they're calling a face-saving move. The United Nations Federal Council has said the talks must include all minority groups represented by the UNFC. Vision Beyond Borders works there. VBB's Patrick Klein says instead,
they're calling for changes with the Constitution because ethnic minorities make up about a third of the population, and they've been marginalized by the Burmese politics. They want to be treated like decent human beings.
What's interesting is the government is showcasing talks with political dissident Aung San Suu Kyi. Klein is praying the testimony of the minority Karen will be an example of Christ to the rest of the Burmese people.
They're losing hope in their own religions. They've definitely lost hope in the government. And they are very open to the gospel. And that's what we see is just powerful, that the Holy Spirit penetrates their hearts and shows them there's the only hope they have is in Jesus Christ.
We turn next to Mexico, where the first thing that probably popped into your head was violence. Yet Customs and Border Protection, along with Homeland Security, says their measures are working and the border has never been safer. Buckner's Juan Carlos Meehan agrees with that.
I have never seen people fighting with guns. And I have been four or five times in Juarez this year. And in Oaxaca, I have been many times, and in Guerrero. And we have no problems like that.
That's not to say that it doesn't exist. Reported violence cost them teams this year, but their projects are still running and expanding into gospel opportunities. Pray wisdom for them.
Many people don't want to come to Mexico. And the people who live in Mexico, as me and as our team, know that God is in control.
As a result of their tenacity,
many people are growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. You've heard of smuggling Bibles into nations, but how about entire bookstores? Biblica works in regions in the Middle East where it's against the law to own a Bible. Believers literally risk their lives to get Bibles from underground sources, no less give them to others. But a bookshop manager in one such country is willing to risk it all and asked Biblica to send 11,000 scriptures. A company agreed to smuggle the books in. Pray for the thousands this could reach. Elsewhere, kids around the world are dusting off their brains for a new school year, and this year, Worldwide Christian Schools is an opportunity for you. Worldwide builds and supports schools across the globe, always addressing three main points: the school's environment, which is distinctly Christian, funding to keep schools running, and training to turn teachers into better ones. Dale Dielman says the results of their hard work are widespread.
The school really becomes not only known to the community, but an essential part of that community.
Communities are transformed as the schools connects with the church and entire families are coming to Christ. Where do you come in?
I think specifically for children and for families to consider, I would strongly recommend our Student Hope program, which is our sponsorship program.
As your kids get ready to learn, consider teaching them about kids across the globe. Sponsorship is $32 a month to supply tuition, books, uniforms, and the hope of Christ. And a new studio facility in Mozambique has roughly a third of the funds they need. Here's the thing, if the money doesn't come in, the project stalls, and getting audio scriptures out also stalls. For Audio Scripture Ministries, that's too high a price to pay, so they're planning for the next phase and need three skilled construction teams to help beginning in January. The national team is doing distributions of the players, and demand is higher than ever. Can you help? There's more online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.